Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on a two-day visit to Indonesia to attend 20th ASEAN-India Summit and 18th East Asia Summit. Prime Minister says engagement with ASEAN is an important pillar of India's Act East policy. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says a modern, forward-looking free trade agreement can put India and UK firmly on the path of doubling the trade by 2030. Government approves scheme for viability gap funding for development of battery energy storage systems with an initial outlay of about 9,400 crore rupees. And in US Open tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden storm into the semi-final of men's doubles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked upon a two-day visit to Indonesia to attend the 20th ASEAN-India Summit and 18th East Asia Summit. The two summits will be hosted in Jakarta. The ASEAN-India Summit will be the first summit since the elevation of India-ASEAN relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership last year. It will review the progress of India-ASEAN relations and chart the future direction of cooperation. The East Asia Summit will provide an opportunity for leaders of ASEAN countries and its 8 dialogue partners, including India, to exchange views on issues of regional and global significance. Earlier, briefing the media in New Delhi, Secretary East in Ministry of External Affairs, Saurabh Kumar, said the 20th ASEAN-India Summit is the first one after the elevation of the India-ASEAN relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership last year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the engagement with ASEAN is an important pillar of India's Act East policy. In his departure statement today, ahead of his two-day visit to Jakarta, Indonesia, to attend the 20th ASEAN-India Summit, Mr. Modi said he looks forward to discussing with the ASEAN leaders the future contours of the partnership, which has now entered its fourth decade. He said the comprehensive strategic partnership with ASEAN has injected new dynamism into the ties. The Prime Minister said he will also attend the 18th East Asia Summit. He added that this forum provides a useful opportunity to deliberate on issues of importance to the region, including food and energy security, environment, health, and digital transformation. Mr. Modi said he looks forward to exchanging views with other leaders on practical cooperation measures to collectively address these global challenges. The Prime Minister expressed confidence that this visit will further deepen India's engagement with the ASEAN region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has arrived in Jakarta to attend the ASEAN summit-related meetings. Today, he met Foreign Minister of Indonesia Retno Marsudi. The discussions focused on the East Asia Summit and the G20 Summit. Dr. Jaishankar also met his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in Jakarta on the sidelines of the East Asia Summit. They also discussed the East Asia Summit and G20 issues. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's economy has been a global bright spot for a long time and it will continue even if the world is facing the multidimensional impact of the conflicts. Ahead of the G20 summit to be held in New Delhi from 9 September, the Prime Minister shared his vision for India's role in a world driven by geopolitical uncertainties, the need for credible global institutions, and dangers from financially irresponsible policies. In an interview with a private media organization in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said that the government has followed the approach of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas in the country over the last 9 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has advised all ministers to download the G20 India mobile app ahead of the upcoming G20 summit. He said that the app would help them to interact with foreign delegates seamlessly. Our correspondent has the details.
The app provides complete information about the G20 India's presidency. The mobile app supports 10 languages, including 5 UN official languages other than Hindi, German, Japanese and Portuguese. This app will be helpful for the delegates, officials, media personnel and people for getting the information about the summit. App users can also take a virtual tour of the summit venue. They can use the navigation feature in the app to travel the multiple venues situated at Bharat Mandapam and Pragati Maidan. There is a dedicated section for the media that includes press releases, documents, speeches, delegate experiences, photos, videos and much more. There is a special yoga break feature using which users can practice yoga whenever they need a break. With Prarthana Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister of State for Culture Meenakshi Lekhi today inaugurated the beautification work with sculptures at South Extension Market in Delhi in the run-up to G20. Under the work, a selfie point has been created along with wall pictures and a number of statues on the theme of G20 in and around the market area. Parks in South Extension Market Part 1 and 2 have also been decorated. Talking to the media, Ms. Lekhi said, "It is good to see that all the stakeholders have come together for the beautification of Delhi, since it's a moment of pride for the capital as well as for the country." British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has said that a modern, forward-looking free trade agreement can put India and the UK firmly on the path to the shared ambition of doubling the trade by 2030. In an exclusive interview to a news agency, the first Indian-origin British Prime Minister said the trade deal could help Indian exporters gain access to the British market, including India's 48 million small and medium enterprises. Allaying the Indian concerns over the activities of pro-Khalistani elements in the UK, Mr. Sunak asserted that no form of extremism is acceptable. He said the right to hold lawful protest does not extend to violent or threatening behaviour. He said the UK is working closely with its partners in the Indian government to tackle the threat from pro-Khalistan extremism. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The government has approved the Scheme for Viability Gap Funding, VGF, for the development of the Battery Energy Storage Systems, BESS. Briefing the media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said the scheme envisages the development of 4,000 megawatt-hour of BESS projects by 2030-31 with the financial support of up to 40% of the capital cost as budgetary support. He said it has an initial outlay of about 9,400 crore rupees, including the budgetary support of 3,760 crore rupees.
वायबिलिटी गैप फंडिंग जो है वो कैपिटल कॉस्ट की 40% तक रिस्ट्रिक्ट की जाएगी. कैपिटल कॉस्ट के पांच ट्रेंचेस में 2030-2031 तक दिया जाएगा. इसका एक और भाग ये है कि इसका लाभ सबसे पहले डिस्कॉम्स के लाभार्थियों को मिलेगा, कंज्यूमर्स को मिल सके. उनको 85% जो है पहले डिस्कॉम्स को देना होगा और जब डिस्कॉम्स की आवश्यकता पूरी हो जाएगी तो उसके बाद वो बाकी अन्य कंज्यूमर्स को उपलब्ध करवा सकते हैं.
Mr. Thakur said the government remains committed to promoting clean and green energy solutions and the BESS scheme is a significant step towards achieving this mission vision. He added it will not only enhance the integration of renewable energy into the electricity grid, but also minimize wastage while optimizing the utilization of transmission networks. In another decision, the government also approved 1,164 crore rupees as additional fund requirement under the Industrial Development Scheme 2017 for Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand.
इंडस्ट्रियल डेवलपमेंट स्कीम आईडीएस 2017 लेकर आए जहां हिमाचल उत्तराखंड को उसका लाभ मिला और इसके अंतर्गत प्लांट एंड मशीनरी पर 30% की सब्सिडी मिलेगी. 5 करोड़ तक की उसको सब्सिडी मिलेगी. इसके अंतर्गत दोनों राज्यों में सब्सटेंशियल एक्सपेंशन इंडस्ट्री यूनिट्स का हुआ. प्लांट मशीनरी में काफी इन्वेस्टमेंट भी हुई क्योंकि जब नया कारखाना लगता है तो जो इस यूनिट को लगाने के बाद आपको इंश्योरेंस प्रीमियम देना पड़ता था उसको भी 5 वर्षों तक 100% reimbursement करने का प्रावधान इसके अंतर्गत था.
The minister said the funds will help meet the committed liabilities under the scheme up to 2028-29. The centre has issued an advisory for mandatory stock disclosure of masoor or lentil with immediate effect. all the stakeholders should mandatorily disclose their masoor stock on the stock disclosure portal managed by the Department of Consumer Affairs every Friday. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, in a statement, said that any undisclosed stock, if found, will be considered as hoarding and suitable action would be initiated. Secretary, Department of Consumer Affairs, Rohit Kumar Singh, during the weekly price review meeting, instructed the department to broad-base the lentil buffer procurement. The objective is to procure available stocks at prices around the minimum support prices. The government today asserted that the special session of Parliament has been convened after following established procedures, and earlier, political parties were never consulted in advance for calling the session. It added that it is the prerogative of the government to call a session, and the agenda of the session was never disclosed in advance, even during the previous governments. Responding to senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi's letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking the agenda of the session, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Pralhad Joshi accused her of doing politics over it. Earlier in her letter, Sonia Gandhi had said the session was called without any prior consultation with the opposition. A special session of Parliament will be convened from the 18th to the 22nd of this month. Indian Air Force and Drone Federation of India will co-host Bharat Drone Shakti 2023 at the Indian Air Force Air Base in Hindon, Ghaziabad from the 25th of this month. The Defence Ministry said the usage of drones in the country is increasing both in the military as well as the civil domain. The two-day Bharat Drone Shakti will present the prowess of the Indian drone industry at full capacity, hosting over 50-plus live aerial demonstrations. Prasar Bharati, the public broadcaster of the country, has added one more high-definition channel to its bouquet with DD Sports HD channel. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry said DD Sports HD is starting with the telecast of the ongoing Asia Cup cricket matches. The ministry said this not only fulfills a long-standing demand of sports lovers across the country, but is another decisive step forward to make the entire DD network relevant to the changing times. India will participate in the 48th Toronto International Film Festival commencing tomorrow. It will continue till the 17th of this month. This year, the focus will be to showcase India as a hub of talent, content and entertainment. The official Indian delegation to the festival will be led by Joint Secretary of Films, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Prithul Kumar. In Madhya Pradesh, Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan inaugurated the country's first solar city, Sanchi, today. On this occasion, he said that Sanchi would soon become a net-zero city. He said that as per the wish of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, they have inaugurated the first solar city in the state. Krishna Janmashtami, the festival celebrated to commemorate Lord Krishna's birth anniversary, is being celebrated in several parts of the country today. In some parts, it will be celebrated tomorrow as well. The festival holds great significance for devotees who observe fast, offer prayers, and decorate temples with lights and flowers. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings and best wishes to people on the occasion. In a message, the president said, "This festival is also an opportunity to learn from the life teachings of Lord Krishna." In sports, in US Open tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden have reached the semi-final of men's doubles, beating the American pair of Nathaniel Lemons and Jackson Withrow in the quarter-final 7-6, 6-1 in New York. They will face the French pair of Nicolas Mahou and Pierre-Hugues Echberg tonight for a place in the final. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on a two-day visit to Indonesia to attend 20th ASEAN-India Summit and 18th East Asia Summit. Prime Minister says engagement with ASEAN is an important pillar of India's Act East policy. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says a modern, forward-looking free trade agreement can put India and the UK firmly on the path of doubling the trade by 2030. Government approves scheme for viability gap funding for development of battery energy storage systems with an initial outlay of about 9,400 crore rupees. And in US Open Tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden storm into the semi-final of men's doubles. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.